you Becklin!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charan Birmahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app on the audio tab and you should be able to find us there. Well, the Sharks are back home for a one-game homestand after having three games on the road. And it's been an interesting season. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks are facing off against the Colorado Avalanche. Both teams have 2 points each. Avs are also having a slow start. But nonetheless, Avs have one win out of the last five matchups, where the Sharks are looking for their first win yet. But Sharks have lost two games in the overtime, and hence, that's why the both teams have 2 points each. Both teams are at the bottom of their division, Sharks for the Pacific and Avalanche for the Central. Now, before we get to the matchup and some of the details, well, what happened over the last five games? Sharks started off well at home. It was a great matchup, a lot of excitement here. It was a sold-out crowd. Sharks were leading in the third, 4-1, but then gave up three goals in that third period for the game to go in overtime, then lost in the overtime. But nonetheless, it didn't feel like much of a loss. It was a great game overall. Everybody was happy just to see that. But then one of the things that happened is Macklin Celebrini was placed on an injured reserve list after that matchup. So in the second game, he did not play, which was also right here at the SAP Center, and that was against the Ducks. Well, Sharks struggled to score in that game, and they lost 2-0. But after that, on the road, they opened up against the Dallas Stars. Again, a Dallas Stars is a great team, so it was a tough matchup for the Sharks, but it was a great game. It also went in overtime, and eventually the Sharks fall in the shootout. But then against the Blackhawks, Sharks lost again. So now there was four in a row. But last game, Sharks lost 8-3, and that was against the Winnipeg Jets. Will Smith was also a healthy scratch in that game. Perhaps he can take some consolation in that, but he didn't get to play in that. Tonight, he's expected to be back in the lineup. So now with that, let me go to the starting lineup, starting projected lineup for today. On the top line is Fabian Zetterlund with Mikael Granlund and Tyler Toffoli. On the second line is Daniel Gustin with Alexander Wennberg and Barclay Goodrow. On the third line is Ty Dalandria with Will Smith in the middle and Lou Cunning. On the fourth line is Carl Granlund and Nico Sturm. And on the right is Clem Costin. In the defense is Jake Wallman with Cody Ceci, Mario Ferraro with Jan Ruta, Henry Thrun with Matt Benning. In the net tonight is Vitek Vanacek. Now we have a special guest on our show tonight, and that's Mr. Max Miller, who's the writer for the NHL.com and also the Hockey News. Welcome to the show, Max.
Hey, I'm Mahal. How's it going?
So a lot is happening, right? A lot is happening. You were on the road. How did you see it? How did we go from that great game at the Open to open the season to kind of got chased out in the last game from Winnipeg?
Yeah, I wasn't quite on the road, but I watched every second of the game, watched the media availabilities. It just looks like this team, they took a little, you know, there's confidence after that Dallas game, which you mentioned, and just kind of, it disappeared almost. They sat back, they got almost overconfident, it seemed, and for a team as the Sharks' quality, they need to be perfect every night or else what we saw happens. There's some tough losses.
So it seems like once you take Celebrini out, and there's also talk that maybe Eklund won't be playing tonight, if that happened, then Sharks kind of become a one-line team, which is the Lund line, and it's a one-trick pony, which is easy to defend against, and if they don't score, well, then you end up scoreless. So now, at least he's back in, but nonetheless, Celebrini is out. What does that mean? Do you think Sharks have a little better shot today, at least with Will Smith back playing the center today?
Yeah, especially with Will Smith back and Eklund back in. Both are supposed to play and will play tonight. That's huge. Eklund was really good against Chicago despite the tough loss. The biggest key tonight is don't take penalties. Seven penalties against Chicago, seven more penalties against Winnipeg. A lot of power play goals after going perfect for those first three games. Max Zabrini, we got an update today. He is skating, still week to week. But like you said, without him in the lineup, that really limits who's really going to produce. You got the Zetterlunds, the Granlunds, and the Toffolis, and now Eklund. But we haven't seen a lot of offense from Will Smith yet. So getting Eklund back really helps. But Celebrini's still really missed in this lineup.
And then being the center for Will Smith, I mean, that's also going to be a sort of a tough task for him. He's going to take the faceoff, a lot more skating. And if the Sharks were beginning to lose their legs a bit in the last few games in the third, well, what does that mean for Will personally?
Yeah, lately, if they've been down late, he hasn't quite been getting the deployment that maybe fans or people might have wanted. But you have to remember, he's played four NHL games. He's a 19-year-old kid. He's still learning. And you mentioned the faceoffs. He struggled there, but as has Macklin Celebrini in his one game. So I think we saw a little bit more against Chicago from Will and getting deployed in those late-game situations. But, you know, the team had a tough road trip in terms of travel. He got to sit out that second game, so maybe he's got a little extra legs to finish off the game tonight.
Yeah, and perhaps that was the strategy, maybe, to have him not do three road games and perhaps have him start here in front of the fans, where a lot of the fans really are looking forward to seeing Celebrini or Will Smith. And if both of them are out, it's probably going to be a not a good look here.
Yeah, you could say that. Something where, if you remember, there was a lot of talk with Leo Carlson, the player who was picked two spots ahead of Will Smith in last year's draft, and they didn't quite, the Ducks draft him, they didn't quite play him in every single game. It was a load management is the phrasing like to use, resting him, not overwhelming him, because he's 19 years old. He just came from college. He's never played 82 games. He's played 30 to 40. So he's a lot to take in for a guy like Will Smith.
That's true. So again, it's a tough matchup. It's going to be exciting. It's always fun to watch a young team. I know a lot of fans are excited, but they're also sad. Why did we lose five games? Well, we finished last season. You can't expect a whole lot. When we got rid of so many players, we got some youngsters. It's just going to take time for them to bulk up, sort of get keyed into the game before we start to see some improvements. Hopefully by the second half of the season, we'll see a little better performance from the Sharks. But, I mean, we're not going to go to playoff maybe for at least 3 years. So don't get too excited. But nonetheless, it's always fun to watch the Sharks. With that, let's go to the fans and see what they think. So, who's your favorite player in the Sharks lineup?
Celebrini.
You know he's not playing, though, but he had a great game, the first game, right?
Yeah.
Anybody else you're looking to see on the ice today?
Mostly just Celebrini. But
mostly Celebrini. Now, do you think we're going to be able to win here against the Avs?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you think the score might be?
50,000-0.
I love that if that happens, right? So, maybe they have no goalie today. Huh? So, what do you think? What do you think we're going to win here?
Yeah.
And you have a favorite player?
No, I like all of them.
You like all of them?
Yeah.
What do you think the score is going to be?
I like his idea.
You like his idea? What do you think? You have a better number?
10 trillion.
10 trillion? Well, we're going out. What do you say? What do you think the score might be?
10 quadrillion.
And who's your favorite player?
Logan Couture.
Logan Couture. And yours?
Logan Couture.
Sir, and your favorite player on that?
I guess I just like all of them.
Yeah.
As long as we win, it doesn't matter, right? Thanks.
Go Sharks!
Hey, so what do you think? What's not working for the Avs this season?
What's not working? It's so early in the season. You got to give them a chance to get their stuff going. But the Avalanche is where it's at for sure. Yeah. They got some key players. Like McKinnon, McCarr, Rantanen. These guys have a lot of experience on the ice, and they know how to get the job done. They're just getting warmed up.
So would you say Sharks fans are a lot higher? They're already yelling at the players right now?
I'm already hyped and everything ready for them. I think as long as they keep their head on straight today, they're going to bring it to the Avalanche today.
And are you concerned that Celebrini is still out of the lineup?
No, I'm not. No, I think they're going to do great with whoever they have on the lineup today, and I think they're just going to put their heads down and try to kick butt and just try to do the best they can.
What do you think the score might be today?
Today, I think the final will be 3-2 Sharks.
3-2 Sharks. What do you say to that?
Oh, I definitely think it's going to be 7-1 Avs.
Well, you know, Avs haven't won in regulation yet, you know, just to be fair.
OT, their last win was Friday night, fully aware of that. But they got it going on, you know. They know how to play some hockey.
You have any favorite player?
Of course, McKinnon.
Of course.
Let's go.
Go Avs!
Well, the Sharks started the game off well, and in the first 5 minutes, right at the 5 minute mark, matter of fact, they had a pretty good scoring chance, but right after that, they had a bad change, and that change led to too many men on the ice call against the Sharks, which put Colorado on a power play, and just seconds into the power play, Nathan McKinnon had the puck on top of the left circle. He skated right onto that dot and faked a shot, but instead made a pass to Ross Colton in between the hash marks, and he wristed a one-timer wrist shot, which made it 1-0 Avalanche. Well, after that, the ice seemed to be really tilted against the Sharks. After 16-minute mark, a defender passed the puck to Makar on top of that right circle, and he quickly passed it to Rantanen, who was right on the red line in the neutral zone. Rantanen just skated over the blue line, passed the puck to Ross again, who got behind the Sharks D, and he was right on top of the goalie, just faked the shot from his backhand to forehand and in the net, and made it 2-0 Avalanche. In the last couple of minutes of that first period, Sharks got their first power play opportunity, and on the power play, Granlund made the pass from top of the right circle to William Eklund, who was right behind that goal line on the bottom of that right circle. He took a couple of steps in front of the net and just wristed a shot to the far side, just roofed it and cut the Colorado lead to just one goal. So the first period ended with Colorado leading 2-1, and they outshot the Sharks 13-6. Well, the Sharks started the second period down by just one goal. And in the second period, Colorado took 5 penalties as compared to San Jose only taking 3. But nonetheless, Sharks couldn't capitalize on that. Sharks had a 5-on-3. They couldn't score on that. But on the other hand, Avalanche also had a 5-on-3 opportunity in the second, and they were also not able to capitalize. So at the end of the day, the second period, neither team scored. So off we go in the third period, score being still 2-1. That second period was well played by the Sharks. And in the third period, for first almost 10 minutes, Sharks only allowed 1 shot on goal. And it seems like Sharks had some momentum that eventually they're going to tie the game. But at 9:57 off that third period, just a breakdown in the Sharks' defense, ended up with Joel getting a pass right on top of the crease behind the Sharks' D. And he just deked it from his backhand to forehand and in the net, extended the Colorado lead to 3-1. Well, that Joel Kiviranta's goal really stung, and that put a lot more pressure on the Sharks. While Sharks continued to fight back until the last couple of minutes of the game, with the goalie out of the Sharks' net, Makar scored an empty netter goal, and that kind of put an end to the game tonight. So the final score, 4-1, Colorado. Well, here's Mario Ferraro talking about that sort of breakdown in the Sharks' defense, and especially he talks about that pass that happened about 30 seconds before that goal, which went through the middle and it was picked up.
Mario, another tough loss tonight. It looked like you guys, you know, a little bit of a slow start, but you weathered a bit of a storm. What are your takeaways just from tonight's game compared to the last two?
Yeah, a lot better tonight for sure. I thought we had more before check going. We were getting pucks back. We spent less time in our own end for sure. We were back to any plays a little quicker. Neutral zone game was a little faster. So it was definitely better, but still some mishaps and a little bit of some struggle to put the puck in the back of the net 5-on-5.
Just seeing that Kiviranta goal there in the third period.
Just a little bit of missed coverage from D zone. I don't know. I should have done a better job beforehand, before that play resulted in trying to get the puck up the ice past their defenseman. I tried to make a direct pass, got turned over, and then 30 seconds later, they ended up scoring. So, I think a little bit of some struggle coming off the battle on the wall, some coverage struggle, but it starts with me. I got to get that puck deep.
Nice to see maybe some pushback. Henry gets into that fight, and William Eklund's mixing it up with Kale. Good things to see from those guys, I guess.
Yeah, we need that stuff, so that's big. It was good to see Cunny too, and then the young guys contributing in that way. We're going to need that.
What was the message after the Winnipeg game to hear, whether from the coaching staff or just in the locker room?
Our identity and sticking to our identity, and knowing that if we get away from that, we're not going to have any success. And it was foolproof the last two games before this on the road. We just weren't playing the same way that we were the first few games. We came off of who we are as a team, and I think we just got a little lazy. So that was kind of the message to go out there today and get back to the way that we need to play in order to win games. And, we were closer. We still got some steps to take.
It was a third straight game. You guys have given up a 5-on-3. What do you guys have to kind of work on for the penalties?
Just overall discipline. It's been a little crazy the last few games. I'm guilty of it as well. We just got to control our sticks and work a little harder to gain our ice instead of, taking tripping penalties and sick penalties. It sucks. So we definitely got to, doesn't help our case. So we got to try and stay out of the box.
So Mario, you think that penalty in the first period, too many men early on, do you think that kind of put you guys behind and it was just hard to get back on this team?
No, I thought we played pretty good beyond that. We got a goal back to bring it back within one after they went up 2-0. Like I said, we just couldn't find a way to score or finish 5-on-5. We had our looks. We had our chances, shots from the point, guys going to the net. We couldn't get it finished with a goal there. So they kind of, it kept the lead. And then when they extended it, got even, it looked even harder for us to come back. So we gotta try and keep digging away and keep trying to finish our chances.
Was it nice to see all the Super Mario fans today?
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, for sure. That's a buddy of mine that kind of set that up with a bunch of the young kids that play on a team out in out by San Francisco. So it was cool that they came to support. I wouldn't be here without people like that. So I'm grateful for them.
Well, William Eklund has been getting better and better in his game. He's been more physical, and today he scored his first goal of this season.
William, how did you feel physically today after having to miss Friday's game?
I felt good. Coming back here felt better.
take us through your goal there. Was it nice to get one power play goal at least? And what did you see maybe the other times, especially maybe the 5-on-3?
Had a goal, was a good pass by Granny, and I used to try to get it on net, and it worked this time. But overall, our power play, we need some work, you know, not doing what we can to make our team win. And, you know, we're gonna be able to count the power plays.
Yourself, you've started the season off pretty good offensively for you personally, but you know that as much if that's a positive note, what can you guys do as a team? Mario just talked about how you guys struggling a little bit to get the puck in the back of the net. What can you guys do as a team to kind of create a little bit more offense?
I think just, you know, keep doing what we're doing, and you know, being even more inside. You know, it's gonna be a lot of times you don't score for a while, but if you don't, our team gotta find a way to put the puck in the net, and power play is a big thing on that.
There's a lot of standing up for each other tonight. You mix it up with Cale Makar a little bit. Henry got into his first fight. What does that do despite a loss, just to show you guys are still fighting? What can that do for a team?
We're fighting. We're gonna be fighting the whole season, you know. Every team that comes in, it has to be tough coming in here. You know, you can't just come in here and collect points. We gotta be a team that's gonna be better and better throughout the season, and we are gonna be a better team. Yeah, I promise you that. And you know, we're gonna battle all day.
What was the message after the Winnipeg game, either from the coaches or in the locker room?
You know, this is. We can't really focus on those two games. That was the biggest message, because they were not good. You know, this is a way better performance today, and you know, we got a few things we got to fix, but you know, we need to get a winner.
How much does that weigh on guys? You don't want to repeat it last year, obviously, but how much does that start to weigh on guys, the fact that you guys haven't been able to win yet?
I don't think about last year, to be honest. It's a whole new year, it's a new group, so we got to find a way here.
Will Smith was a healthy scratch in the last game against the Winnipeg. Tonight he was in the lineup. He had a couple of good looks, but nonetheless he couldn't score. Here's Will Smith talking about that one game rest and what he's looking to do in the coming games.
Well, I'd like to ask you about you know, missing the Winnipeg game and sort of the development plan that the Sharks have for you. Is that something that you've kind of known about since they signed you, or can you just talk about that a little bit, the origin of it?
Yeah, we talked about it when I was thinking about signing, and you know, we have a plan and we're going to stick to it.
What did you do on that day off, or not day off, but the day that you didn't play, the game day?
I skated and worked out.
Is it like more working out, a little bit more kind of focus on that, try to, you know, get your body sort of acclimated, I guess? Yeah,
a little bit. I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. I think each off day will have a different plan. We have that set, and we'll just do it how it goes.
What do you think the reason is you guys are struggling to score 5-on-5 right now? Is it guys maybe gripping their sticks too tight?
I don't think so. I think honestly, just need to be better on the forecheck and on breakouts leads to more offense. And once that happens, I think we'll generate more.
What can you take away from, you know, going from the press box against Winnipeg and then taking it tonight? Looked like, you know, a couple more chances. You had the spin move in the past in front. What kind of things did you take away from watching the game in Winnipeg and then applying them here?
I mean, watching their team, they're obviously got some really good players, so I was obviously keeping track of that, and I mean, always trying to learn from different guys, so got to be ready every night, and I think learning that here.
How did you feel in terms of on the ice tonight? Just, you know, it's a little further in, starting to really get into a rhythm. How comfortable did you feel just as your game tonight?
Perfectly comfortable. I think I think it's that little tenseness is over, and I think, yeah, good.
Obviously, you're a guy that wants to play all 82 games, of course, but what is sort of the big picture thinking of this, of to kind of, you know, sit out a game and that sort of thing, this plan in general? What's the larger idea here?
I mean, that's for the management to talk about. I mean, I think it's more about, you know, obviously it's not a development league, but I think still putting on pounds and, you know, getting more comfortable out there and getting a little more time in the gym is always good too, you know, get better. You know, skating and stuff like that is something else we're working on.
Well, you've had a couple of bright starts offensively, good moments tonight, but what do you think is the biggest difference that you're seeing between Boston College versus now in terms of what you can do individually versus team systems?
Just got to finish. I think that's the biggest part is, you know, bearing down and when you get those chances, you know, put them back in the net.
coach Ryan Warsawski talks about some of the good things that he saw in the game, especially that sort of fight in the Sharks. There were a couple of fights here. Henry Thrun had a great game. He also dropped the glove. And Sharks, you know, for all practical purposes, till last 10 minutes off the game, it was a one-goal game. But of course, nonetheless, a win is a win, and that's what counts.
Fire away. Just a step in the right direction tonight, but just some missed opportunities out there, I guess.
Yeah, definitely a step in the right, well, better than Winnipeg, I'd say that. Still got to try to find a way to, you know, create some more offense, win a hockey game.
You mentioned, you know, wing, create more offense. I mean, Eklund said you guys need to get inside more. It looked like he did that at times tonight. I mean, what can you guys do as a whole to kind of create opportunities to get to the inside more?
Yeah, I think there's some systematic things that we do that create getting us to the inside. We got to do it more consistently. I'd say the biggest thing.
Jack Thompson played his first game. Was Benning just a rotation? Is there something going on with Matt?
No,
there?
Benning's fine. Just wanted to get Jack in. He was good tonight.
What do you think of Jack and Henry? You know, Henry, there's a lot of fight. Henry's fight, too, his first career.
Henry was his best game I've probably seen him play in the National Hockey League. He was engaged from the start, moving pucks quick, good, responsible. I thought Jack was doing some really good things, engaged defensively. Moving pucks quick was something we've talked to him about, so good for both those guys.
Was it good to see after you guys get down 2-0 that you guys were able to kind of, you know, pick yourselves up and put in a pretty good second period?
Yeah, no give, so that's positive. But in this league, it's wins and losses, right? So we did some really good things tonight. There's some things we got to improve on and continue to develop individually and collectively.
Do you like that rat that you see, a little bit of that rat you see in William Eklund's game? Or do you want even more of that from him?
No, yeah. I mean, I think you can play with some jam and some grit. It's always effective. It's an impact in a game in different ways. So yeah, it's good.
Well, Smith mentioned that you guys getting your chances but not being able to finish is why you guys aren't scoring 5-on-5. Do you see maybe those guys maybe gripping their sticks a little too tight? Why do you think you guys aren't scoring?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we've created some more chances tonight than we have in games. Obviously, the shot quality quantity was up. More so, we need more quality chances and inside of the ice. There's opportunities for us to shoot probably some more that we're not. We're just going to continue to work on that aspect of our game.
Ryan, when let's start to your tenure? Is it frustration or is it knowing it's inevitable that you guys will finally get it together?
It has nothing to do with me. It's about our group. We got to find a way to win a hockey game. Again, we've done some really good things, and you know, probably 4 out of our 6 games, you could arguably say our record could be different, but at the end of the day, our record is what it says, right? So I know our guys are digging in, and we care, we're trying, and it's going to come. We just got to keep plugging away.
He had another strong game tonight. I mean, the shot counter wasn't there for him, but he made a big save after big save. Just how, you know, similar to last year, McKenzie was really good, and not saying he wasn't this year, Vitek seems to stepped up and really started the season strong. What did you think of him tonight?
It was good. Yeah, he was solid.
The job you guys did against the McKinnon line, I assume you guys, like you talked before the game, making him defend, it seemed that was...
Yeah, I thought we did, for the most part, we did a good job. Obviously, they got on the score sheet there, and he bounced around a little bit in the first, but I thought we did a pretty good job with that line. You know, they have some really, really good players over there that are game breakers, and they did that tonight.
A lot of penalties again tonight. Is it the same overarching message from the last couple of games in terms of how to prevent them? Same kind of penalties or something different?
Obviously, the 5-on-3, we just cannot keep putting ourselves on 3-on-5 situations. It needs to stop. And, I thought we played more physical tonight, so we eliminated some of those penalties, but still not good enough.
Yeah, the keeper on to go, that was a bit of the backbreaker there. Just sort of what happened in the coverage there.
Well, it starts with our breakout. You know, we've a simple play up. We want to put it up the wall, and we try to go to the middle. It gets picked off, and it comes down, and then we just get caught chasing up high.
5-on-3 that team had for a bit, couldn't convert on. What were the messages to take out from that, and you know, what do you think could be improved on the team's power play?
Yeah, our 5-on-3 needs to improve. You know, it's twice now that we've had opportunities that we need to capitalize. We need to get some grade A chances first and foremost, and then I think they'll start going in. Something we've worked on, we've talked about, it needs to continue to improve. We'll probably work on it again tomorrow and get better at it, because it needs to be impacting our game.
Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in shots 26-22 and hits 25-19, while the Avalanche led in faceoffs 51%-49%, block shots 18-13, and giveaways 19-6. Both teams were tied in takeaways. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The first star is from Colorado Avalanche, and that is Ross Colton, who had two goals and he was plus one tonight. And the second star is Cale Makar, who had one goal and he had two assists tonight. And the third star of tonight is Eklund William, who had the only goal for the San Jose Sharks. Well, we will see you again on October 29th as the Sharks go on a four-game road trip. But on October 29th, they take on the LA Kings right here at the SAP Center. And for those of you who are listening to us on the Sharks app, thank you for listening. And those who are watching, thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.